Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
That's my goal. I'm not looking for a spouse. Majority of my life is spent trying to find the nearest Cinnabon.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
I love to live in a state of delusion. It's one of my favorite things to do.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Bachelor Auction was this past Saturday night. And
Crush.
While we were there, we seem to get the same question from a lot of people, which is, did that woman who called in threatening to bring her two small children to the event ever show up? Well, if you missed it, they're referring to a woman named Caitlin who called in last week for Parental Confidential.
She was pissed.
Caitlin was at her breaking point. And, you know, because she had no time for herself. She works two jobs, single mom. Her kids, both 8 and 10, have a hectic schedule. The goal for us was to try and find her a sitter and offer her some help. But instead, she said, absolutely not. I don't trust anyone with my kids. So I'm going to bring them to the Bachelor Auction with me on Saturday, which is a 21-plus event. I'm like, I don't think that's going to work out. She did not like the answer, no. So she called us about 25 minutes ago and said she wanted to speak off air, but that's not really how this works. So it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, we'll give her an opportunity to hear what she has to say.
Sure,
hold on
course.
1 second. Let me get her on the line. Caitlin, what it do, boo? Good morning.
No, don't ever say that again. No.
I mean, I don't need to do this on the radio, but if you insist, I mean, that's fine. This was meant to be a private conversation between us.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and continue with this on the air, if
fully
that's okay with
air.
You.
Fully on the air.
So just tell us what's up, because I already have so many people invested.
All right, so I didn't go to your event.
I'm
sure you noticed there were no kids there on Saturday.
Did notice that, yeah.
God forbid, you had had two kids there, and it would have just ruined the event, the entire event, right?
We told you this was going to happen.
Ridiculous.
We told you this was going to happen, Caitlin. Don't bother bringing the kids, because they're not going to let you in. So I don't know why that's a shocker to you.
Look, I came there on Saturday afternoon with my kids, and like I came a few hours before the event to try and talk to the person in charge of security or someone that is in charge of the venue. And your guy, you know, whatever his name is, you know, told me not to even think about bringing my kids there that night because they would not be getting in.
Right.
And
so what we said.
Okay. And I have a family friend who has worked at events and in bars in Rochester for years. Mm-hmm. And he would have never talked to me the way that guy did.
What did he say?
What did he say?
I mean, he specifically said, no, you can't bring your kids in. This is a 21-plus event, and your kids can't be around 400 adults drinking, so don't even think about coming back here with them.
Right, that's
and
what we said.
I used to be a fan of you guys, but you've just kind of left a bad taste in my mouth, to be honest.
Caitlin,
and I don't know. It's a shame.
We're going to lose a listener and a fan because we told you a safety protocol? That's not on us.
For your kids?
If it was up to us, I would have had any kid in there. But I don't own the venue. I don't run the venue. And quite frankly, I don't run the organization. So I think it's honestly not only a safety issue, but a legalities thing at the end of the day. What if your kid gets trampled because they're so little? And then what? You sue the venue and the organization? Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's a liability. That's all. We're just trying to look out for your best interests. And not to mention, Caitlin, not to mention last week, I did go out of my way to try and find you a sitter, did I not?
I mean, I guess so, but it's a shame that you just hold these events and, you know, you have people who want to come and support these types of charities and, you know, you just kind of discriminate against them because they have children. And I don't, I think
that's not it, Caitlin. There was a lot of moms there. There was a lot of moms there and dads who left their kids at home. We're not discriminating. It's just the rules. Listen, we have a listener who won tickets through us who literally couldn't get in because she was 20 years old. She's not a kid. It was 21 and up.
Right.
It's not like we are singling you out. That's not the vibe.
You listen, if you're a parent, then it's your responsibility to find someone to watch your kids. It's not, that has nothing to do with us. Of course we wanted you there, but it has nothing to do with us discriminating against the fact that you have an 8 and 10 year old. That has nothing to do with us. You know, of course we love that you wanted to come and show your support, but you getting in was not our problem. I'm sorry.
In the future, I'm just going to say, in the future, if you're going to hold events in my community, then you should allow everyone to come. It shouldn't be where, you know, not everyone can come. It's not a family event. Like, just because you guys don't have kids doesn't mean, you know, every event should be based around 21 plus. Like, I won't be attending in the future. I'm just really pissed off, that's all.
You should write a letter to Mayor Malik Evans, and he'll respond with how disappointed he is.
So disappointed.
All right, well, have a great day. You guys have a great day.
You too, Caitlin. Thanks so much for this call. It was awesome.
Wait.
I'm mind blown.
Wait.
You know, you just can't win.
Of course not. People are absolutely flying off the hinges this morning. Last night, I was dealing with people on the internet.
Is she still on hold? She's still on hold. Hi, Caitlin.
And this is where I don't like you guys. Look, you just immediately, you know, talking bad behind my back.
Nobody said anything. We're literally in disbelief.
It's just a shame.
We said nothing about you. We were just confused. We said nothing about you.
All right, let me let you go, Caitlin. And listen, in all due respect, I'm sure you're a great mom, and I appreciate you coming on to voice why you're upset, and that's fine. Your feelings are valid. However, in the future, you got to find yourself a sitter.
Hey, I'm just disappointed, and you know, I think you guys should think about, you know, family events and, you know, being able to include everyone. So,
oh, we lost her. All right, guys.
There was a lot of people that were like very concerned what the status was with Caitlin. So I'm glad she called back to those questions to rest. I just like what's going on? Literally, what's going on? Cool.
What's so lost? We got to take a break.
I need to. Before we do
that, we should take a break, though.
We do need to take a break.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Sure. Okay. Thank you for sharing that with us live on air. This person says, holy bananas, this lady needs a reality slap to the face. This person says, I'm a bigger fan now that Caitlin isn't one.
That's what it takes, huh?
Okay, bye, Caitlin.
Let's get those ratings up.
She's crazy and nobody wants her at events anyways. She's psycho. Oh, no. Not us building a bigger fan base because Caitlin's dropping off. Oh, my God.
We did try, though.
If I was on stage hosting said event and I saw two little tykes walk in, I would have lost my mind.
Oh, I would have put them to work. Like, hey, put them in charge of coat check.
We dress them in all black. We put them on as stagehands.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98
PXY. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.